Record highs built on derivatives, not fundamentals. The S&P 500 is hitting record highs. S&P futures sat at 7,761 in pre-market trading Thursday, up approximately 0.15%. But analysts attribute the recent surge to a gamma squeeze rather than underlying business performance. When market makers sell large volumes of call options to institutional buyers, they must purchase the underlying stocks to hedge their exposure. That buying pushes prices higher, triggering more options activity and more hedging. Prices rise, but not because any company is actually worth more. JP Morgan warned that the tech trade may be shifting from hedge funds to retail investors. Tech-focused hedge funds lost over 10% in July, the situational awareness funds near collapse being the most dramatic single case. And Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan called the episode a warning shot, saying Wall Street needs to tighten underwriting standards on leveraged trades. The structural concern is that if professional money is quietly reducing leveraged tech exposure while retail investors buy into the rally, the setup resembles a retail-driven bubble inflating as institutional sellers exit. SpaceX's financial picture is complicated by competing signals. Goldman Sachs raised its price target after the company's first public earnings report showed strong Starlink subscription revenue, strong launch contract revenue, and improving margins. Yet the stock sits 20% below its IPO price, and a $101 billion share unlock is imminent. Goldman's target raise reflects confidence in long-term business quality. The share unlock is a near-term technical overhang entirely independent of those fundamentals. SoftBank, meanwhile, reported Q1 profits doubling estimates on Intel gains, a result of Masayoshi Son's contrarian bet on deeply depressed Intel stock that has since recovered meaningfully. China announced a global hunt for unpaid taxes going back 25 years, a mechanism reportedly similar to the U.S. Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, pressuring financial institutions and individuals with global assets to disclose and settle backdated obligations. The retroactive 25-year window creates significant legal exposure for multinational companies with China operations and for high-net-worth individuals who moved assets offshore, and is likely to affect capital allocation decisions around Chinese markets. Wells Fargo's CEO stated that AI will cut tens of thousands of jobs at the bank, which employs approximately 226,000 people. With AI-driven efficiency, representing one of the bank's primary paths to improve profitability under regulatory growth constraints stemming from its fake account scandal. U.S. factory construction dropped 32% from its peak as Biden-era CHIPS Act and Inflation Reduction Act funded projects wind down, with the decline concentrated in new groundbreakings rather than projects already underway.